We're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects this morning, pancakes, as a matter of fact. Joining me in the studio right now, Seth Bush. He is the co-chair of the Mexico Kiwanis Pancake Day. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be on this morning and talk about Kiwanis and this upcoming Pancake Day.
No doubt about it. Pancake Day is going to be this Saturday. Just give us a few details where it's going to be, when it is, when does it start?
Of course, yeah. So it's this Saturday at the United Mexico Methodist Church, and that's 122 East Promenade. It is going to be from 7 a.m. to noon. We're going to have pancakes, sausage, milk, orange juice, coffee, the whole works. So we really encourage you all to bring the families down and join us for that.
Now let's talk about prices, because I'm a thrifty dad.
But, of course,
I'm going to bring the kids there. Tell us about what prices are, and you can get tickets that day too.
Yeah, so you can get tickets at the door. You can get tickets ahead of time through a Mexico Kiwanis member or Key Club member. Adults are $8. Children age 6 to 10 will be $4, and then any of the kiddos 5 and under, they'll eat free. They typically don't work the pancakes quite as hard as adults do, so we just let them in for free.
Now, you just joined Kiwanis back in August. Is that the way I understand
it? Yeah, that's correct. Sometime around then. Yeah.
Has anybody ever been kicked out for eating too many pancakes there? Have you heard any stories about that?
No. If anyone was, Dennis Byrd probably got close one time or two, but I couldn't say for sure that it has happened.
I could see Dennis eating a lot of pancakes. There's no doubt about it. Money raised from this event, where does it go to?
So all the money raised for Mexico Kiwanis Club goes back to reinvesting in the youth of the community here. That's kind of our mission. A majority of it goes to scholarships for Mexico high school graduates. I can say that since 2008, Mexico Kiwanis Club has donated over $50,000 in scholarships for those graduates. So the proceeds from this event, and this is our biggest event of the year, will go directly to benefiting the youth here in the community, which it is a great cause and one we love to be behind.
That is awesome. You usually have very, very good participation at the Kiwanis Pancake Day. Oh, usually about 1,000 people serve,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, quite a few people come out. This will be my first year actually seeing the mayhem, but hopefully it's more organized chaos than anything.
Now, what are you doing there? Do you know what? Are you going to be cooking the pancakes or serving, or have they told you yet?
I think being the co-chair, I am going to be the jack of all trades for this year's event. So you might see me waiting tables. You might see me taking cash. Flipping a few flapjacks, whatever it takes to get the event going. Yeah,
very nice. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming in and telling us all about Kiwanis Pancake Day that's going to be taking place this Saturday. So hopefully everybody will come out and see the Kiwanians as they get some good flapjacks on the grill over there. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, Matt. And, you know, one thing to note here is we will have a silent auction, a 50-50 drawing, and then an AARP bake sale as well. So lots of family fun, and we look forward to seeing everybody come down.
Sugar-free syrup there, too?
You know, I couldn't say for sure, okay. But I imagine in today's world, you couldn't get by without it.
All right. All right. We'll keep our eye on that spot. Thank you so much.